So, Nath, halfway through the game, in a pretty good position, you'd be pretty happy with it, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, would have been nice to have not lost as many wickets tonight, but they came out with their tail up, the Blues, and bowled really well. So, it was unfortunate to not do my job as night watching and get through, but would have got through all unscathed in the end. So, yeah, obviously got a nice platform tomorrow to try and build on that lead and try and get well ahead of the game and, try and bowl them out on day four.
What was the key to your 5 weeks today, did you think?
Just trying to find the right length. I think, with the tennis ball-y bounce here on Adelaide Oval, it can be very easy to settle into a back of a length and it doesn't bring the stumps into play. So, I've been lucky to play here now for a couple of years and I think I've sort of found a natural length that still hits the top of the stumps and makes the batters play at more balls. And that's all I really try to focus on, just try and put as many good balls in the right area and make the batters play and bring the stumps into play. So that's the process.
Seemed like two changing of angles out there was critical today, with Wes sort of bowing a bit more over the wicket to the left-handers. Is that how you sort of saw it as well?
Yeah, I think that's just each to our own. I'm sort of more traditionally around to the lefties and Wes sort of can do both as well, over and around. Harry's probably someone who's going to traditionally come more over, so that's just, knowing what your best ball is and how you can make them play, whichever way that is, from over or around. But Wes, he's got all the skills, so he can do it from over and around. So just changing the angles even to the right-handers as well, narrowing the crease wide on the crease and just trying to keep the stumps in play as long as we could.
And some good catching today. Manini and Jake's catch was a ripper as well just before lunch, which helped things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that the boys have been working incredibly hard on. Our stats over the last couple of years hadn't been the best, but Benny's taken some blinders last year and already again today. And Lee Mono's been working really hard on it as well, so great to see him pouch that one, the salvo, because, beautiful catch.
Did you sort of extra responsibility coming into this one with only three seamers, so you're kind of filling the dual role of strike bowler and probably the grunt bowler as well? Did you have to carry a bit of extra burden?
Not really. I think it's just when you've got three quicks, you just got to try and work with each other. If you have a bad spell, it can really put the other boys on the back foot, because then someone else is going to have to bowl a longer spell and you don't get as much rest as what you would with four quicks. So I don't think I was trying to do anything too much, anything extra, but just trying to just do my job and just build pressure and hand it on to the next guy. I think Harry and Wes bowled really well as well, and I thought Benny did a really good job with his off spin as well. Built pressure and allowed us to sort of cycle from one end there at the back end as well. So I thought the whole unit worked really well together.
And the hat-trick ball, I think you squeezed that one away off the inside edge. Did you think that one had got through?
Not really. It wasn't the best. At least hitting the stump, so it wasn't the worst ball. I normally get the yips when I've had a hat-trick ball in the past, so it was good to at least make Greeny play, but it didn't look all that threatening. He had it covered pretty easily, I think.
Have you got one in senior cricket?
Not in first class. I've some in club cricket and whatnot, but not in first class, no.
And what about at the end of the day? Took briefly just about the night watching. It was 20 minutes to go.
Yep.
Who makes that decision? Is it the bloke that's next in, or is the captain, or is it a bit of everything?
I think it's captain and coach now. I think that's taking it out of the player, because some people want it, some people don't. Some people probably say they don't want it just to be brave, but probably deep down they actually do want it. So sure. I think that's just sort of a bit of a blanket rule. 20 minutes to go, or five overs, whichever one comes first. And the wicket fell bang on 20 minutes. So.
Yep.
Out I went, but it was a short stay, unfortunately, but Buddha got through unscathed, and hopefully the boys can bat well tomorrow morning.
Obviously Wes has done it in the past as well. They couldn't find him and you were the one lucky one to get the job.
Well, normally I'm at eight, but with us going three quicks, I then slide to nine, and then the chat was that then if in the past we'd done it with Wes goes up, and then I find myself at 10 and Stubbs sort of felt that's a bit of a waste, so I've run out of partners. So the theory anyway was for me to go up the top, and that way I'll get a bit of a crack instead of batting 10 and running out of partners. But it's good in theory. I didn't put it out into practice, but that's on me. So as I said, hopefully the boys can knuckle down tomorrow and build a good platform.
So what, 300 or a few more?
Oh, and the rest. Take every run you can.
Sure.
I think it's more about time. There's still quite a lot of time left in the game. So obviously we've got to look to score runs and look to be positive. I thought Drewy and all the batters, to be fair, looked, they had really good intent. It's sort of going through the surface a bit up and down, so it's not going to be easy, and they'll come out hard tomorrow morning. They're obviously got two quality seamers in Trem and Birdie that'll come hard tomorrow morning, but if the boys can keep moving well like they did and build a platform, then we should get into a good position.
And just a little bit back on your year, you had some time playing county cricket. What did that do for you, having that extra those extra games throughout the calendar year?
Oh, I mean, it just challenges you to learn different skills in different environments. Obviously, bowling with the Duke balls, very different, and bowling on English wickets that are slower is very different as well. So you just learn different skills. I think it probably holds me in good stead here at Adelaide Oval. In England, you have to bowl fuller because the wickets are a bit traditionally tennis ball-y and slow. So just probably the only wicket that it helps me for is Adelaide Oval with that traditional tennis ball-y bounce. But the other ones, it's a pretty much a completely different game. But it's definitely helped me develop that ability to sort of bowl that little bit fuller and control that length. I think in the past, my natural length was a bit more bashing it into the wicket, a bit more back of length. And traditionally on wickets like this, when it's a bit greener, I'd struggle to really get the ball up there without floating it up there. So, yeah, I think it's definitely helped me in able to try and make the most of these conditions when they arise.
Thanks, Mark.
Pleasure.
Thank you, mate.